Good morning. Cold high pressure is dominating the weather picture again across interior New York and New England, and it is a dry start with temperatures mainly in the 20s. However, we still have that developing nor'easter along the Delmarva Peninsula. It is gaining strength. And into interior New York and New England overnight, we had a lot of high and mid-level clouds, and that's where we're waking up this morning. Snow has also broken out in the lower Hudson Valley and southernmost New England and continues to track inland to the north. However, with that dry cold air in place, a lot of the northern fringe of the snow will dry out before it reaches the ground. As the storm intensifies and moves up the coast today, much of southern New York and interior New England will see light to moderate and at times heavy snow. To the north and west, the conditions will remain dry under the influence of high pressure, although with mostly cloudy skies. The wind will pick up out of the north as well, and it will be a breezy and chilly day with high temperatures mainly in the middle 30s. As we get into the night tonight, more snow, heavy at times for the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and most of central and southern New England. Temperatures will drop back into the mid-20s. By sunrise tomorrow, here are some storm total accumulations, a dusting to 1 inch along the I-88 corridor, the northern Catskills, the greater Capital District, and southern Vermont. To the north and west of these areas, no snowfall. 1 to 3 inches of snow likely in the southern Catskills, the northern Taconics, and the Berkshires. 3 to 6 inches of snow in the Mid-Hudson Valley, the southern Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, and the Pioneer Valley. And 6 to 12 inches, perhaps more, in the lower Hudson Valley and the rest of interior Connecticut. Leftover snow showers will be likely during the day tomorrow, especially in New England as the storm pulls away. With partly sunny skies and a gusty wind elsewhere, temperatures reaching into the lower 40s. The rest of the week, namely Friday and into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, will feature a few passing snow showers, otherwise partly sunny skies and highs near 40. As we get into the early part of next week, a ridge of high pressure will build in, bringing us more in the way of sunshine and somewhat milder temperatures on Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the middle and upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that active weather pattern continues across the United States, or we're facing yet another significant nor'easter, the fourth this month alone. The storm is expected to deepen rapidly during the day today off the Delmarva Peninsula as energy is taken from the cold upper low to intensify the surface cyclone over the relatively warm Atlantic waters. Rain will initially be the primary precipitation type near the coast, but as the day progresses, a transition to snow as cold air from the upper level low arrives. Winds will strengthen throughout the day, especially along the coast, where coastal flooding will become possible. Conditions could approach blizzard criteria in parts of southern New England and New Jersey. Tomorrow, the snow and winds will impact coastal New England into Maine, but conditions will improve as the day progresses as the nor'easter begins to move away into the Canadian Maritimes. Meanwhile, an energetic and moisture-laden front is approaching California. This system is forecast to interact with a large upper-level low dropping down from the Gulf of Alaska over the next couple of days and spread unsettled weather into the western United States. The heaviest rainfall is forecast for central and southern coastal California, where flash flooding is possible, including mudslides and debris flows from burn scar areas. Heavy snow is expected for the Sierra Nevada, where snowfall accumulations of 2 to 4 feet are expected, with localized amounts of up to 5 feet possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with an east wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with ice crystals and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 11, 55% relative humidity, a north wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, windy with snow, heavy at times, 8 to 12 inches by the end of the day in the mid-30s. Boston, increasing clouds and windy with snow moving in near 40. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 15, the average temperature 26, that's 10 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 36 inches for the month and 74.9 inches for the season, which is now 19.7 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low 27. The record high 78 set in 1921 and the record low 1 below 0 in 1956. Sunrise this morning 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:09 p.m. 12 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine through high clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with snow today and highs in the lower 30s. More snow, heavy at times tonight, windy, lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, some bright spots through mostly cloudy skies and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with some light snow moving in by the end of the day today, dusting the ground with high temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. More light snow around tonight with lows back into the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, perhaps a few flurries or snow showers by the end of the day, breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with flurries or snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, lower 40s, a few snow showers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days near 40. Sunny in the mid-40s on Monday and mostly sunny in the upper 40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.